Getting frustrated behind the wheel this morning? Feel the tension while the tea slowly takes you to work. Well, you're not alone. A new survey from the Massing Polling Group puts numbers behind the emotional and economic tolls caused by heavy traffic congestion and crowded public transit. The poll also shows voters would like to see something done to make their commutes easier. Steve Cazella is president of the Massing Polling Group and joins us now by Skype to talk about the survey. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So first off, what jumps out at you?
Well, the things that jump out at me are the personal impacts that transportation problems in the transportation system have been having. So we looked at things like whether people are late for work because of delays, late for appointments, just stressed, and whether or not those things have made them consider changing jobs or even moving out of the area altogether. And the thing that struck me was the high number of people that said yes to all of those things, but specifically the number of people who say that they've had their eye on the door at some point in the last few months. It's a pretty significant number.
And when you say eye on the door, you mean bugging out, getting out of this area because of the commute.
Exactly. So people who say that they've considered changing jobs to get a better commute. So among those, people with full-time work, 30% of them say that they've considered changing jobs to get a better commute in the last few months, and 23% say that they've considered just moving out of the area altogether.
How would you quantify the level of public frustration over the transportation challenges here?
Well, you can look at it in a bunch of ways. You can look at it just in terms of how people see the conditions of the system. You can look at it in terms of urgency. That's one we asked about. We asked whether people think the system's working pretty well or whether action is urgently needed, and found about three times as many said action's urgently needed compared to the number who say, you know what, things are pretty good as they are.
The survey also finds, as I understand it, that it's not just an issue for people who sit in gridlock every day, right?
Yes, that's right. So we looked at the differences between the people who drive to work versus people who commute on transit, and found people on transit actually express a bit more frustration and are late for work a bit more frequently or late for appointments. And as a result, I think a few more of them have considered changing jobs or moving out of the area also.
Beyond leaving the area, what alternatives are people considering?
Well, we looked at some different policy options, and this is one where we tried to look at things that have been proposed at least at some level in the legislature or elsewhere and have some level of detail behind them. So things like giving people a discount for driving or traveling at off-peak times, expanding commuter rail service to run more frequently, raising more money for transportation, and a couple other things, and found people are open to a variety of possible policy solutions. There are ideas like charging companies that import gasoline into a 10-state region and using that money to improve transportation, allowing different regions of the state to come up with their own tax structure and their own transportation proposals and vote sort of as groups of towns rather than the whole state. So there's a whole bunch of different things that are potentially on the agenda.
The survey numbers suggest people see more hope in improving public transportation than they do in fixing the traffic problems on the highways, right?
Yes, that's right. We found many more people have some sense of optimism about the T. If the right policies were put in place, 64% think that things could be better. That's far more than when you look at traffic, only 35% think that.
So let me ask you to look ahead. What changes do you think can actually be made in the next 5 to 10 years, say, that will make the commute go easier for these people who are clearly frustrated in your survey?
Yeah, I think this issue has gotten everybody's attention now. You know, there's two different groups of business leaders meeting, the legislature, various leaders within the legislatures are looking at this. You know, the governor is the one who initially proposed this idea of charging gasoline importers a fee. So I think there's a lot of different organizations and leaders now that are looking at this. And there's also just as many policies that they're considering or that they've considered that could potentially deal with some of these issues. But exactly which ones they choose, I'd hesitate to make any predictions about what exactly they would do.
Steve Cazella, president of the Massing Polling Group, thanks for speaking with us this morning about this new survey.
My pleasure.